Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. An adult has died after being diagnosed with meningococcal. WA Health says they were among three older adults who recently contracted the disease. The cases aren't linked. Police are throwing everything they've got at a search for three men who remain at large following a violent home invasion in Perth's north. The trio, posing as police, bashed and robbed a 73-year-old grandmother in her Girraween home on Tuesday night, also tying up her husband as they ransacked the property. The woman remains in hospital. The daughter of a hit-and-run victim in Perth's outer suburbs is calling for justice. Three men are still on the run after running over a 59-year-old man at his Port Kennedy home early on April 3rd. The trio took off with his Isuzu D-Max ute, which was later abandoned in Medina. She says the attack has left her dad with serious injuries.
A broken neck, broken back, 11 broken ribs, and a minor bleed on the brain. And these are the injuries that will follow for the rest of his life.
A major shake-up to compensation for sufferers of dust diseases. New legislation introduced to state parliament will abolish the current once-and-for-all rule and provide greater access to compensation for those impacted by exposure to asbestos or silica. Attorney General John Quigley says it's long overdue.
We're right behind all Western Australians who suffer injury at work. We're right behind all Western Australians who, no fault of their own, but doing their job, have contracted a terminal disease.
To sport, Dockers fans will get their first look at Sean Darcy and Luke Jackson in the same team this season this weekend. The Ruckman is back for the Derby. Coach Justin Longmuir says he'll play mainly in the centre.
You know, he's coming off a pretty limited prep if you look at his summer. So it'll take a little bit of time for him to get back to the amount of ruck work he was playing last year. But yeah, we'll look to evolve it, but he'll play mainly ruck.
And the Saints will be without Max King for this evening's round 6 opener against the Bulldogs, which gets underway in about half an hour.